This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay. We're holding next Mishnah. Hillel v'shamayi l'mehem. Hillel omer havim etamidov shal Aaron. Oyev shalom roidev shalom. Oyev es abriyas mekarv l'teira. So that's one memra. Oyev minigit shmei avat shmei l'mosev Yosef l'yolav kolachayev. And then we have Shamayim Masetor Sakfa, my Master Havi, but called on Stephon Yom. We have a lot of members here. Let's see, the first one is Hill Vishami Kiblahem, Ele Mazuga Hamishi, Bola Lamid Musa Al Ikra Godl, Ola Mazil Sugal Machlaikis Beyasim, we called Rosh Hashanah. Hill Vishami picked in the Kupta. In other words, this is already not as klolistic as the previous Man Yamrim. It's a more protistic in the Kudus. But he's telling you, he's picking the Kudus that are very relevant. He's telling him that the world is very lokri and nichshulin and so on. Machlokas is the one that's most. Lemaisa does extremely ties in with Yanim of Tishabov of Chormaisheni, of Sinaschinim, and so on. Let's see a little bit more in the Kuda that he points out. Ka'olam hazeh hu misugul machlokes yoisim kol dvarim shevoilam. Kizeh inyan ha'olam hazeh sho'olam apirut v'chiluk. This world is much more shayach to machlokes because it's a world of pure nechiluk. Lekach ha'machlokes ragu v'olam. But let's talk about this a little bit because this is the Kuda that he mentions a lot of times. And it's very, very much to the point of, very much the heart of the say this in a lot of places. If we're to be oimer on what Nekuda HaKadosh Baruch Hu distinguishes, something that distinguishes the difference between this world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, and let's say this world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one would have to say that if we define HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Echad, then Baal Karchach, we're going to have to define the world as a Bibui. It's not Shayach that there's going to be a lot of that there's going to be any one particular. Just one second, sorry. Hold one second. In other words, if we define a Kaddish Baruch Hu as Echad, so then we are going to define everything else not being Echad. That's Baal Karchach. The opposite of Echad is Ribui. So the world is a world of bits and pieces. In other words, we are different bits and pieces and not one Nekuda. There is no one thing here that is everything. Excuse me for a second. I'm sorry, there was something interrupting here. So Baal Karchach, we're going to have to say that the world itself is a state of ribui. I think once pointed out, Marabu Masecha Hashem, Kulam Chach Masisa, as opposed to the Bria, which is one. I think we want to point out that on the Shabbos it says Magodlo Maser Hashem, because Shabbos is a p'china that puts it all together. That's why Rosh Chodesh Shabbos Yuchada. In Shabbos you see everything becoming one. But the world itself is going to be a ribui, and the Nela, the chisarin that points to ribui more than anything else is machlokes. In other words, Balkorcha Seisa, every other piece. That is the point that underlies his Nekuda. Lekacha Machlokas Rogu Boilam. That's why the Machlokas is very calm this world. V'dobe ze tuchel ahovin ki ba'oisi yoyim shnei ba'oilam v'amachlokas la'oilam mikayim hebo. You see that the first day that there was a world, there was a machlokas, because you see, Cain and Hevel were fighting each other. That's why we can say that what's it knows if we're to speak about one avodah that's a closed avodah that a person of it should be, it's to be machzik shalom. Kashesh boilam has appeared v'chiluk yamidos v'chava v'cholokik v'chavaya. And when k'neged, this period v'chiluk, there is the tikkun of putting together the world. I want to talk about this a bit. He goes now off into what the makar is that Aaron HaKohen was dafke miyuchad for it and so on. I want to be ma'arich a little bit on it. There are different toilodas. There are different oifanim where machlekas comes about. Besides the fact that there's an oilam of pirut, besides the fact that this world is many nekudas, there's another factor that you need to take into account to account for machlekas. For instance, let's take an example. People when they speak about pirut usually speak about chevreshaft, people coming together for events, not coming together for events. That's not really pirut machlekas. Let's go two different eifanim. One eifan is lemarshal, I have a store, or I'm a rebbe, or I have a practice in business makom. And then somebody else in a different place says, I have a practice or a store or a business or whatever in London. And someone has one in Manchester. It's Lekarv Zolzeh, and there's no competition, and there's no ill will, and everything is fine. Let's say the other person has his store, practice, yeshiva, whatever it is, across the street from me. So that does create ill will and tension, because we're trying to divide up the same piece of pie. So in order that machlekes, besides the pirut, you need also to have the somehow that they're part of one unit, that we're both, there's only one piece of pie. There's 1,000 people in this area who need the service. Having another person is cutting it up. So Cain and Hevel are part of a world, and they were all shayach to, they were trying to cut up one world, and that's where the period came into it. The monkeys and the humans don't have any period because they're not dividing up a world between them. Each one is its own metzias, and they don't really have any overlapping metzias. That is one understand. That's one oifen of machlekes and period. There's another oifen, so you need both. You need the fact that the world is a world of nefradim, and you need the fact that there's some sort of circle that puts nefradim together, and that's where the friction is noilat. Let's take a second example. This is a little more subtle. Everybody is trying to promote HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody is trying to do Inyanim Ruchniyim. If a person doesn't see eye to eye to the other person, there is a machlokas over there. Because the fact that we're both trying to do the same thing, then we're trying to do the same, we're trying to attack in the same inyan, and we have different views about it, make it frustrating. So, Lamashal, if I have an idea how somebody else should be mechanech his kid, and that person himself has a different idea, so what? I mean, I think to myself, the person makes a mistake, and that person does what he doesn't, so am I Israel. But let's say you have a father and a mother, and one says it should be straight. strict than what they shouldn't be strict, or whatever it is, there you have a real issue. You have parents and rebbeim, a rebbe and a menahel, of chulu. Anytime you have people locked in together, trying to be oimed on the nekud of emes, each chelik bal karchos sees it different than the other person. Let's say you have one kehillah. You have a place with one kehillah, and some people are by tevel on the Torah, and they feel that richos and the davening is taking away time, valuable time from learning. There are people who are balei tefillah naturally, and their whole mitzvah, no chiyus lies in the davening. They feel that the pressure to make shorter is robbing the davening of its warmth, and so on and so forth. A third group of people are big doers, and they're constantly running to do and help people, and they feel that spending all this time, and instead of helping people, just touching more with the davening, is taking away from it. You get machlokas because there's one klal, and that's the general sense of Avodas Hashem, and each piece is tearing away the other piece of the other one. The midah of shalom is to try and understand that the different pieces, that no piece has the picture in itself completely, and every piece is zokuk to the other piece. It, just like every person himself needs to develop his seichel in Havanas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his lev in Hagoshes, and his yadayim, raglayim, and olam ha'maisa, certainly a tzibur as a tzibur needs to develop all these inyanim. And if people, if we don't have these inyanim, we're lacking in something. That is the fundamental inyan of these different, how the person approaches the different inyanim of shalom. Now let's see by Talmid Sharon. Where's he getting it from? So Malachi is talking about a Kohen, doesn't even mention it by name. He didn't depend on an anonymous pasuk. Where does it say that?
Not supposed to give any H's. I mean, he can ask for H's, but that's it. He is
the other hand, has chiluki deis, and at the end of the day, the chiluki deis are resolved by being nimne, by minui, and it's just at the end of the day, we say if it remains a face 36 against 34, and then it becomes 37 against 34, and that becomes the halacha. But in a sense, the machloikis is the until the psak. In a kohen gadol, you have a different surah. The kohen gadol, the beis hamikdash is the karbonis tzibur of every person kaisel. Every person kaisel contributes to the karbonis. Everyone gives his shekel. Everyone's a chelik of it. But there's only one makrei makrova, one makom, one person whose kohen gadol is makrev, and so on and so forth. So you have a different type of achdus in each one of these eifanim. The achdus in Torah is, in a sense, it's the most expression of each chelik. And the achdus is simply that there's a way, even though there's chilukah days till the end, the Torah gave a din of achram lahatos. There is another eifin, and that's called, and that's malchus, which is bechlal not shaykh to chilukim, it's above chilukim. And then you have the world of tefillah, where you have a tzibur that's together, and then it becomes one. The halacha is that you have to be moisan the tzibur yofa yofa. You have to give over the tayrus yofa yofa. It's every single person is menadavit to the tzibur. But at the end of the day, you have only one karma, one place, and so on and so forth. So in a certain sense, it's the most reflection of chalokim within a framework that's echad. And that's why Yitzhak Machlaikis was specifically against Aaron HaKoyen. That's where you find that there was, Davar HaMelech's Malchus was without real Machlaikis. I mean, Shaul resisted him taking over, but once he was there, there was all sorts of incidents and things, but it wasn't until later that there was, until Shlomo's time, that there was beginning of Machlaikis, Yeravim, and so on. The Kahuna itself was the place where Bnei Korach tried to go against him. It's interesting you find that in halacha also, in a tzibur, if a shlich tzibur is not meru, he has a kavana not to be mighty one person, he's not mighty anybody, a kohen is his duchning. All of these eifanim are eifanim that can still create machlokas, but machlokas in the vatal dinyan. So Aaron HaKohen was a Reid of Sholem, Rakiyam Echot, because that was his etzem moz of avoda. It wasn't just a mida tayvah that he was gebench with, this was his avoda betzem. Mechena ya Aaron mekarev tisbol lemakom de akabonis she yoivdim el Hashem Yisparach. ובזה מקרב את המשם יספר. וכך היה מסוגל ארן לקרב את הבריאות לתאירה. כשמי רואה אדם חייטה, שחוטה היה מקרב את לתאירה, שדו וזה הוא רואה על מידוסי. In other words, Aaron HaKohen needs to have every single piece put into its place. If somebody else was left out, he's not going to be part of that mitzvahs. Aaron oived avos Yisrael over toiv al yakobanis, the over toiv leechad rak al imisho oyevos and mevakesh teibasei. Ulefikach Aaron mevare oyevosol. I want to add another nekud about this. Let's take an example. A person needs to command a group of troops under his in battle, whatever. He needs them working together, so he'll do whatever it takes to have work together, whether by force, whether by good, or whatever it is. Those are all inyanim that a person can that a person needs to put the pieces together. But there's another echetimtza. A father has children, and the parents have children, the children are fighting. It's an extremely painful experience for parents because it's one Ava against another Ava. You feel Ruve's tsar, you feel Shimon's tsar, you feel Levi's tsar. You know that the friction between them is creating tremendous amount of tsar, and you have tsar from everybody's tsar. Since you are the one that includes all these different pieces in the Vayisraita Torah, but in Bekirba, you feel more pain. That's a very special type of tsar of machlokas. If a person has a group of workers in his factory not functioning together, it's a problem. It's a factory problem. But you don't tsar on the etzem machlokas. It's a problem that if the guy who's selling the stuff doesn't like the guy who's producing it, they're not going to help each other. But in the parents and children, because the parents are the echad that bring together, that is the one of the kids, the period the parents are megale, a certain, it's kilu, they themselves are not b'shlemus. I was at a levaya recently where a woman died, an old woman, and she left after two children, a boy and a girl, a son and a daughter. I mean, they're also old, not younger people, but one of them was maspid. And the son, I think, said, the son was masked and he said that my mother would always tell us that b'shumayfa we shouldn't fight, because if we fight, she'll turn over in her grave. So he told her, you can go with Shalom, because Baruch Hashem, we're getting along and things are okay. But the nekuda of that is a special, it's a special ke'ev, because the parent is the one that's all together. So Aaron HaKoyen's being mekar of them through Ava wasn't just a pshat, a tactic, or he's a nice person, and so on. Mitzat, his mida is the incorporation of all of Klal Yisrael into an echdos that reflects Kadosh Baruch Hu's echdos. So his approach to somebody who's rocking the boat by machloikis is to tell the tsar that person is not on board. So that's when he would see a chayte, he would treat him good, because, in other words, what I'm missing is I need the chelik of ruchnis that you're the one that can contribute it, and you're the only one that can contribute it. So b'meila, it's a ke'ev rather than an anger. The chenoy har mekar zol mokam adei karbon shor ivdim al shem yisbarach, or b'zeh mekar zol shem yisbarach. In his midah, since he needs that person, whatever it is that he's doing, that person, his bringing him back is by showing him the tzad ha-toyv of what's missing without him. The only way he was the mashpia of Toiv HaKaisel. Tefillah in its klolius is the oifin of hashpa. It's the sulam of hashpa from Lamala. The karbonis was the hetimta for hashpa, and it was kind of a means of bringing Hakadosh Baruch Hu's hashpa l'toiv onto the bria. So if we're missing that hashpa, so Aaron HaKohen had to be Oyev Kaisol, because or else he couldn't be mashpi on them. Similar to this, you find the marshal by the brachas. It says that Yitzhak told him to be tzadim tzayit, because vavarecha nafshi. He needed to be in a positive mood, in a sympathetic mood, in order to mashpia bracha. The Ram speaks about tzarichos. I think Rabbi Mechai also maybe speaks about tzarichos. What's the inyan of a bracha? And he says it's the mevarich serves as a bridge for the hashpa coming milamayla to go through him to the mizbarich. So the hashpa is something that comes from the kohen onto Kleisol. That's why it is Harimus Yadayim, and by Berch's Kanim, it says because Ki'ilu, that's where Hashpah is coming from. You can only be mashpia on somebody if there's an Ava. And that's why Yitzhak told him, I need something to bring out in the Kud of Ava so that I can give you a bracha wholeheartedly. Lefikach Ava v'ara Ava Yisrael. Wait. Echia mekasha u'mechaba. Echia mekasha u'mechaba sabriyois. Ad shehem am echad. And how could he possibly serve as the glue to bring together all different pieces if he himself was not Eves Abrius? Well, the Fikach Amah Havim Talmid of Shal Aaron, Kleima, Me'ach Hasharnay Miuchram Sugal Azeb Batsme Yezim Kol Ne Adam, Matoise Kach, Hine Atanichnas Bezelius Mitalmid of Shal Aaron, Kitovaze Ike Etzem Adegis Aaron, Bameshuaye Kain Gadol. So Lemaise, this Mida is the Mida of the Mida of making Shalom. This Derech Agav is also why it is that in terms of making Shalom in Ishtay, Shmoy Shlakash Baruch Hu will understand, but the Karka of the Mishkan was also included in the deal. The Karka, the offer, because it Kilu, the Yisoid of the Mishkan is a makom where all halakim would come together, where all the different bits and pieces would match together. That's where it is. That's where you have the shalom. That's also chal ben ish lishtay. One more nekuda along this. You find lamashal in Torah. You find that you're not allowed to teach a guy Torah. In Chesed, it says that mifarnesin aniya akum and aniyisum didakas shalom. So it's a daka shalom de kenyan. Most in yonim, lanochi sashich, lachi chaloi sashich, most in yonim you have chilukim. In tefillah is the only place where you have the base tefillah you call chola amim. In the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, mitzad the tefillah sheboy, the tefillah is that v'asu kulam akudah echad lasas tzaylich avodem v'sholim. All of in the world of tefillah, the world of karbanis, the world of mishkan, that's the only place where you have where all the inyanim in the world come together, or at least they have the ability to come together. So here it's Aaron HaKoyin b'Torah's Kohen Gadol. Besides what Chazal told us on a very specific lemaistik ha'ifin, Kohen Gadol be'etzim is the ma'achid of Kal Yisrael. Because he's the mashpia, because of the avoda is all the pieces coming together, being over Hakadosh Baruch Hu as echad. That we have it especially expressed as one. So it's Aaron HaKohen b'Torah's Kohen Gadol that you have all these in Yarem. Any questions?
Just on the subject of Aaron HaKohen and his Reid of Shalom, I mean, the Medrash says that he used to go to two people and say he used to go to Reuven and say that Shimon really is. Wants to make up, and then go to Shimon and say,
"Right."
If you go to them and say, you know, Shalom is very important, and you know, try and pick yourselves up and get above it, then you know, the Mila. What's this? What was this type of?
Let's talk about this. The when you have two people arguing, let's say you have a Shalom bias problem. So there are two possibilities. One possibility is the pieces be'etzim don't fit. Somebody tries on a shoe, and it's tight. So there are two possibilities. One possibility is the shoe is be'etzim tight. The second possibility is they put in a piece of paper to pack it. If you left it in there, it's going to feel tight, even though the shoe is be'etzim not tight, but there's a piece of paper stuck in. When you have a couple of leinu that's having some bias problems. So the first shaila is, A, maybe it's like a terrible mismatch. And Lekarav Zolze, and Bemela, there is no solution for it. Or I say, no, Be'etzim, there's a mahalach how they can get along. But there are nekudas that they have to overcome. There are points that have to be sanded down, that have to be oiled, or whatever it is. If two people, Aaron HaKohen's ploy worked because he understood when two people were arguing that be'etzim they could get along, but each one, it's the midas. If I feel the other person is out to get me, if I feel somebody's out to cheat me, to fool me, or whatever it is, I'm going to despise him. If the other person senses I'm despising him, he's going to despise me. If two people mistrust each other, it keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse. If you go to the other person and say the person is charot, and then you soften up and you feel good towards him, it's a gloy milsa that be'emes, that's all there was. So that ploy, that if you come along and say me pnei goyel hasholem, then it would become benadam lemakom, not benadam chaveri. It would be tzidkas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what can I do? This other person is a real dash, but you and your wisdom were mitzvah us to act nicely, so I'm going to act nicely. That's not shalom. Shalom is where if I take away the issues that I have, just like Moshe Ma'adav Adayim, I have no problem recognizing somebody else as a very, very chashuv person, unless that person's chashivus threatens my job, the parnasa, standing, whatever it is. So what Aaron HaKohen did was he took away the ben adam chaverdika friction, and what he was left with was good.
It's mashma in the beginning of the moral that the machlekes kain and hevel had to happen because that would be yom shen nivra ha'olam.
Well, it certainly was like all the other things. It was latent in the priya. I mean, Mela, the chet of Adam HaRishon, you say to yourself, listen, if HaKadosh Baruch was mitzav on this mitzvah, if I face the whole Yitzhar and the whole Yitzhar focus on this mitzvah, this is the mitzvah that you were most probably going to find a problem with. But why did Cain and Hevel have the argument right away? Well, Korchok had something which is inherent in the Bria. It doesn't mean so much it had to be as much as this is where it was mostly old to be. And the truth is, if somebody once points out that Kimat, every pair of brothers in the Torah didn't get along. So the Ketul Moshe and Aaron, the Rachav, so I believe it's because two brothers are supposed to be part of one world that you have this issue. It's the same in it. If they don't have shaykhs to each other, you can get along. But having the shaykhs is where it creates the problem.
When we say that Aaron HaKohen has a kayach to be mekasha, in the area of avoda, the examples which we're saying over here about an inyan of avoda and karbonis, that you have to be a meisa yafi offered to the tzibur, and the whole tzibur has to kind of gel together. It seems to be more that the tzibur, they need to do pa'ulas in order to be mashlan echad im chaveri, more so than Aaron having a kayach chiyuvi of being mekasha. It's just I have to shtalzach to the tzibur. I have to make sure that I'm b'shalom with the shatz and the shatz with the rest of the tzibur. Where do you see from there that he has a particular koyach to be a mekasher?
I guess Hatalia. I guess if he's a kohen gadol and in avoda he's considered to be the yochid. So mistamed, that's his koyach. That's his doing. That's the HaKadosh Baruch didn't leave it that everybody should be their korbanos and there should be a lot of achdus. There is shliach tzibur that's koiling himself the entire tzibur. There's a cheftz of the tzibur. So the kohen gadol is the cheftz of the tzibur. In the day that's called achas b'shana, he's the only one that's kosher l'avoda. Kol avoda was nasis. They aren't. Everything is part of his mitzvah. So he's the one that is the achdus. He's the personification of that achdus that comes out in avoda.
Mm-hmm. Understand.
Okay.
Shkoyach.
Week. To when does the kohel go?
So Tisha B'Av.